Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
Everybody says, I want to do real estate part-time. But real estate is never part-time. Because the minute you answer your phone on your full-time job, real estate became full-time. So you can't do it because real estate doesn't respect boundaries. So I said, you know, I got to go. So I wound up retiring June 16th, 2016, 3 o'clock. Sun was shining. I know the time of the day.
Right. Were you nervous, though?
I was because all I had to fall back on, you know, on the cop side, I wasn't making a whole lot. So all I had to fall back on was my retirement that I was going to be getting every month. So I was like, listen, and this is the formula that I had a quit party with one of my offices last week, 2 months ago. And I figured up what I make. Mm-hmm. I figured up how much money I was going to make for the rest of the year, subtract my bills, and realize I was only going to make $3,000 for the remainder of the year, and I was going to give them close to 900 hours. So if I can give myself 900
hours... Hold on, what you mean you was going to make $3,000?
Okay, so...
You're talking about from what you make, minus your bills...
Minus my bills, and how much time I had to work for the rest of the year. So if I'm working a 40-hour week, right? If I'm in June, I'm working a 40-hour week.
You was going to net profit $3,000?
Net profit $3,000 after my bills. So I'm working, I'm giving you 900 hours for $3,000. That's stupid.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, my man says something. He's like, for people that are in that situation, they think they get paid. When they don't really get paid, their bills get paid.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they don't get paid.
That's right. That's right.
That's deep.
So when I saw that, I was like, nah, I can give myself 450 hours and make three times the amount.
The facts. Yeah. The facts. The first, did you have any entrepreneurial bone in your body like before
None.
That?
None. None. Always work for somebody else.
I like that story because there are some people that are listening or watching and they feel like you got to be born entrepreneur to go out and build some stuff. Right. Really, you just have to not want to be in your situation bad enough.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's lit. So your second year.
So my second year did great in the state of South Carolina. I think with a lot of states, you have to do, what's lack of a better term, an apprentice. So you got to do 3 years under a broker in charge or under a brokerage before you can branch off and be your own.
Okay.
So my second year
had... Who was you with?
A company called Graham Realty.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the mayor at the time. So I went to him because he was a plug. Right. Everybody knew him. They calling him.
You learned a lot, I suppose.
I did. So my second year, I did great. My third year, I started seeing what I was leaving on the table. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. For what I'm leaving on the table, what I'm paying him... I could start my company and do better.
Yeah.
So it was a no-brainer for me. I only got my broker's license.
Did he feel the type of way when you left or no?
Nah. He's making plenty of bread.
Right. No. So the next, 3 years in, you get your own brokerage.
Right.
Right? So that's what, 2018? 2018. Mm-hmm. Who was the first person that you hired that trusted you with a career?
The first person that I hired that trusted me with a career was a student. So not only was I a real estate broker, I went and became a real estate instructor for the state because I knew the only way for me to know how to navigate real estate is to teach it and let the state curriculum show me how to do it.
Hold on. So you get your license, then you go to be a broker, and then you go to be an instructor.
Certified instructor to teach the state curriculum. So I taught my goal was to teach 350 students. I taught 500.
And it wasn't to get a job. It was just to learn more about real estate.
Absolutely. Because I know they weren't going to give me the game.
That's smart. So were you still actively you selling houses too? Or like do you? It seems like the reason I would want to get a brokerage, and I was talking to my friend Denise, my thing is I would want to be a broker so I don't have to sell houses. And that's what you would think from a brokerage.
Yeah, you would. But the way I see it is this, like we had an issue in law enforcement and my police chief said, well, if you do it like this, you'll get this. And I had to tell him, you haven't put handcuffs on anybody since 83. They don't get out and say sir no more. Right? So it's different. So I can't tell my agents how to navigate or negotiate a deal if I've not sold a house in 15 years.
That's a fact.
So when they come to me, I'm either in the situation or I've been through it. So I'm more relatable as a broker.
Yeah, where we're at right now in terms of, do you do commercial or residential?
Both.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
So where are we at in like the commercial landscape right now in this world that we're living in?
As far as?
Are the banks giving money?
Yeah, if you approved.
So I actually went to the bank the other day because I put in this super low offer
okay.
for they wanted like 800,000.
Right.
We put in 400,000.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're either gonna say yes or no. That's what I'm paying. It was like, nah, 750.
Right.
But before I went to the bank and I'm talking to the guy and he's like, yo, they not really doing a lot of lending right now.
You went to a big bank?
Chase.
Yeah. See, for one, you gotta go to, I can't say you can't go to Chase, but it's just like you gotta make relationships. Mm-hmm. That dude sitting behind the counter, he don't know you. So you got to go and make relationships with banks. Now, I ain't trying to get in your business, but do you have money in Chase?
Yeah.
All right. So then you got to start leveraging the fact that I got money in Chase.
You know what the crazy thing is? I wanted to be a, what's it called? Preferred client.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have $150,000 in your personal account. Mm-hmm. And I don't...
Right. Yeah.
I don't pay myself a lot like that.
But see, they want that business to keep using your money. So if you threaten to take that kind of capital out, they don't want you to do that.
No, but I got it in business. It's just right. I don't have it in personal. He said to be a private client, you have to be, you have it in your personal.
Right. Because the business could fold tomorrow. Who's the liability going to fall? Who's the key man for the liability to fall
sense.
Back on?
That makes personal sense. Guarantor. That makes sense. Okay. So big banks, they are lending.
They are lending.
It's just, it has to be the right deal. What do you need for that?
Just depends on your scoring, your DTI, what that looks like, how much risk it is for you to get that kind of capital. Mm-hmm. You know, just depends on what your business is. They're going to want to know what you've been making, you know, how well you've been doing, you know, what's your projected sales or whatever you got going on. Yeah.
Okay. And on the personal side,
mm-hmm.
It's not commercial, it's called residential.
Right.
Same criteria?
Yeah, it's same criteria.
I thought they stopped lending, bro, based on like this whole pandemic. It's not stop lending, but like they tighten the reins a little bit.
Real estate is at an all-time high because the pandemic caused the government to lower the rates.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're bringing out more buyers. But we have a housing deficit because of the moratorium. So you can't evict people and you can't foreclose.
I saw that. What does moratorium mean?
So moratorium is just that. You freeze the ability to put people out or evict them. Now, the issue is...
Did you know that, Joe? The moratorium means you freeze the ability... you freeze the ability to kick people out.
Right. So a third of the houses in South Carolina come from evictions and foreclosures. So for 18, 20 months, we've lost a third of our inventory. So now you got more buyers because rates are low, but you have less houses. So now supply and demand, which is why all the houses in the market are shooting up.
Dang, I don't know why I don't understand. You said a third of the houses, people got evicted.
Right. And foreclosures.
And foreclosures.
That was for resales. So, you know, when a person loses their house, that's how we get them to flip them. So if you stop freezing houses, auctions do probably 70 houses a month. So you do 70 times 12, we lost those houses for a whole year. So we don't have no resales or no flips. Hmm. So now you got a housing shortage. So the people that are winning are the builders. But they're jacking the price up and they can't get the houses out the ground quick enough.
Right. Even with the high cost of wood and all that kind of
Absolutely. Stuff. So then you had that issue because COVID shut down a lot of operations because one of the big built lumber companies in South Carolina, if you had more than 10 people with.
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
COVID, you had to shut your lumber company down. So if you got 23 lumber yards and you shut 12 down, then how are you going to make your money from that other 12 you're missing? You jack your lumber prices up.
Got you. Do you just sell the houses or do you like buy and hold for yourself as well?
Yeah, do all that. Buy and hold. Right now it's hard, but yeah.
Because the prices are crazy.
Absolutely.
But I guess you as a broker, you get weird stuff come across your desk where it's like before it hits the market, right?
All the time.
So why don't you invest in those?
Because you got everybody doing it now. I mean, if in the last 5 years, look at how big flipping has been. Everybody's flipping now. So you got more people saturating the market to do it. So it's just a saturated market.
So right now, it's a hard time to get in real estate. Would you agree?
It is if you're trying, unless you got loan money. But all the real investors, because the moratorium just lifted. So all the real investors have been sitting back waiting on the foreclosures to hit the market so they can buy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying a third of it was like just frozen in like, yo, you can't evict nobody. But now.
Right.
God, so you were doing the same. You were just sitting back, like, waiting to... So you about to buy a half of South Carolina?
Absolutely. I can't wait for it to come out. And then I got investors that, you know, that buy $2, $3 million a month before the pandemic.
Dang. So what does this do to the market? So does it... Because we're going to have more inventory and we got to... But we won't have as many buyers, which means the housing costs come down?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Supply and demand is reversed then. So now that you have more houses, less buyers, then that's the issue. But you're not going to have less buyers because the mortgage rates are at an all-time low. So people that wasn't looking to buy are coming out because these are historic prices. I mean, I know some people that bought at 1.97s.
So this is like some 2008 stuff going on right now.
Well, not as far as us crashing, but how crazy it is with the real estate market, yeah.
I know a lot of people picked up in that era and like they well off because of that time frame.
Absolutely. And if you can go ahead and get your pre-approval now and wait till a house hit the market, that's it. That's the way to go.
How long can you hold a pre-approval for?
90 days. Some people can do 120. Just depends on who your lender is.
You got some little joints for me that you're not going to take for yourself?
Yeah, I got you. I can put you on. You want
really?
To stuff in South Carolina?
Yeah.
I got you.
But I'm saying I don't want the stuff that you don't want. I want the stuff you want that you like.
Because I want to get in your pocket and your people. So, you know what I'm saying? You're going to put me on everybody else and I'm going to slide you some property.
All right. You got a management company out there?
Yeah. Property management. We do all that.
Oh. Yeah. Joe, you got something on it? What's up? All right, man. Let's do it. We out here for sure. All right, that's exciting too, because I've been looking at the real estate, but it's been so crazy with like high prices. I really thought this lady, because it was commercial, she ain't doing nothing with the property. I just tried to like lowball her. They own it flat out. I'm like, I'll take this $400,000+. I didn't even know where I was getting money from. I knew I was gonna with that much equity, somebody's gonna give me a loan.
Yeah.
What's the best way to go about it? So are you saying going to a smaller bank?
You can go to a smaller bank, or you can do, like you just said with Joe, do crowdfunding.
Right.
Everybody put you in 100K if you're going to do that.
Joe, I need 100K, bro. You heard it. You heard the man.
Yeah.
So you say 100K.
$100K. Right. But you can do crowdfunding, or you can do hard money, or however y'all do it, or, you know, and get it that way.
Got it. Is that how you plan on building your wealth?
Well.
In real estate?
Yeah, definitely. That's one way. So, yeah, I mean, that's... You know, that's one of the tiers of wealth. Mm-hmm. Emergency fund, reserves, stocks and bonds, real estate, and precious metals.
You got all that? No. You got some precious metals?
Yeah, a few. Got a few jewels.
Jewels?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. I see you shining.
You know?
All right, so you said real estate, stocks.
So emergency fund, reserves, stocks.
Whoa. Emergency fund and reserves, that's the cash that you have.
Right.
What was the third one?
Stocks, bonds.
What are bonds?
And then precious metals.
What are bonds?
I have no idea what the proper definition of bonds are, but yeah.
Do you have any bonds?
I don't have any bonds.
Okay. So you're just saying that's like the suite of things that make you wealthy. Your thing is like real estate and the jewels.
Right. Right. And gotcha. Then other people time and other people money.
Explain that concept for me.
So it frees you up to do more, right? Mm-hmm. So you how rich would you be if you had 20 more days? Right. So I
drill you there.
Right. I've invented myself 80 plus times in my agents. So there's no, I could wake up, there's nothing I do to make money, but then there's nothing I do to stop making money.
What?
There's, if I decide to wake up
yeah.
and do nothing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make money.
Yes.
So I do nothing to make money, but then there's nothing I can do to stop making money.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
That's hard.
So yeah.
That's hard.
Right.
Golly. Yo, so, and I want to kind of like backtrack a little bit. Do you have any like life-defining moments when you were a police officer?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I always love to hear the stories of police officers, bro, because y'all hear, like, my boy, he was telling me, like, this story, like, he remembered, he can hear bullets flying past his face. Nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So give me like, a story that, like, that changed your life with a principal.
I did undercover work before. I did narcotics work before.
Word?
Yeah. I did that for 6 years. And that was scary.
Yo, hold on. So you like infiltrate? Like what was it?
See how
Judas
you
and the Black Messiah.
See how you do.
It was that ball. See how you do.
But I mean, what, in South Carolina, you know, you for one, it's just black and no record. You know, they love that. You know, so they threw me straight in. You know, so.
Yo, let me. Okay. Oh, this is good. What is the conversation behind the scenes for someone in that position, undercover? What is going on?
What do you mean?
What's the training? What is
blending in? You got to know the walk. You got to know the talk. You got to know the weight. You got to know the prices, and then just blending
is there
in
a class,
certain class, you know. And then you blend in
the Black Hood 101.
Yeah, like, right, yeah. Right. You know, so that's what it is. And you just do what you do.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships, okay? So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.